Ever just feel totally swamped when you're trying to learn something new?
Yeah, like drowning in textbooks, right?
Exactly. Wishing you had like a personal tutor on speed dial, someone to, break things down in a way that actually makes sense for you.
Makes sense for you, exactly. That personalized touch can make all the difference.
It's kind of wild to see how technology is stepping up to make that a reality. And in this deep dive, we're digging into a major player making some seriously bold moves in that world, Pearson.
They've always been big in education, but with their recent announcements, they're clearly aiming for something way bigger.
Oh, absolutely. We've gone through a ton of their stuff, press releases, speeches, all that. And let me tell you, some of it is seriously next level. We're talking a full-on AI revolution in learning.
What struck me is it's not just about adding some AI bells and whistles to their existing products. They're actually aiming to be the lifelong learning company.
Lifelong learning, huh? So not just textbooks anymore. What does that even look like?
Well, a good place to start is with their new Chief Technology Officer, Dave Treat. He came on board last July, and his background is, well, pretty impressive.
Okay, so fill us in. Who is this guy?
So before Pearson, Treat was leading Accenture's Innovation Incubation Group. We're talking about cutting-edge stuff like generative AI, even dabbling in quantum computing.
Wow, quantum computing, they're really going all in on the tech front. That's quite a leap from textbooks.
Right. And the best part is, it's clear that Treat is deeply passionate about education. He once said, human experience is defined by how we learn, what we know, and how we apply knowledge.
Okay, so it's not just corporate jargon then. It seems like he genuinely believes in this mission.
Exactly. This isn't just a business strategy. It's about using technology to fundamentally change how we learn.
I can get behind that. But enough about the why. Let's get into the how. What are these new AI tools Pearson's rolling out? And more importantly, do they actually deliver?
All right, so picture this. You're staring at your syllabus, maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by everything you need to, actually learn, and bam, Pearson's AI swoops in. It creates a personalized study plan, breaks down the material into manageable chunks, all based on your course and your schedule.
No more last-minute cramming sessions. Where do I sign up? But seriously, how does the AI actually personalize these plans?
So it's not magic, although it might feel like it. Pearson's integrated AI algorithms into their Pearson Plus e-textbook platform. These algorithms analyze your syllabus, pinpoint those key concepts you need to grasp, and can even suggest a study pace that aligns with your learning style.
Hold on, it can adapt to how you learn best. That's pretty impressive.
It's like having a tutor who's crunched a massive amount of data to figure out exactly what you need to focus on.
So it's not just about spitting out generic study tips, it's really tailored to you.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just planning. Let's say you're watching a lecture video and you hit a concept that just doesn't quite click. With Pearson's interactive video learning, you can pause and ask the AI for clarification right then and there.
Wow, so it's like having a tutor embedded in your video. No more rewinding five times and still being totally lost.
Precisely. And they're also expanding AI tutoring within their existing platforms, like MyLab and Mastering. These platforms already offer some level of personalized support. But with this more advanced AI, students are getting even more targeted help with those really tricky concepts.
Okay, it all sounds incredibly promising, but we know students can be a tough crowd to please. Do we have any evidence that these tools actually work?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Well, Pearson ran some pretty extensive beta tests last fall with tens of thousands of students, and the results are pretty compelling.
All right, hit me with the numbers.
Get this, 76% of students who use the AI study tools in Pearson Plus e-textbooks said they either liked or loved the tool. And maybe even more importantly, 75% found it helpful or very helpful.
Okay, so they liked it, but did it actually help them learn better?
Here's the really interesting part. Students using these AI tools were way more engaged with their course materials. And we're not talking about flashy distractions here. Students are genuinely finding value in these tools and using them to learn more effectively.
That's huge. It definitely sounds like Pearson's onto something here. But of course, we have to address the big question that always comes up with AI in education. What about teachers?
Right. Is this the beginning of the end for human educators? It's a valid concern, and we'll definitely dig into it. But first, I think it's important to hear what students are saying about their experiences using these new AI tools.
Yeah, let's get some real-world perspectives. What are students saying?
So one student from Toronto Metropolitan University said, one student from Toronto Metropolitan University said, the AI study tool makes studying easier, faster, and more effective.
Easier, faster, more effective. That's a pretty compelling endorsement.
Right. And they went on to say, It's an all-in-one thing, your own personal professor whenever you need them.
That's a great way to put it. Having that on-demand support could be a game changer for a lot of students. Did you see any other reactions that really stood out?
We saw a lot of students talking about how much they liked that the tools were interactive, like having an actual conversation.
Oh, interesting. So not just a one-way street of information.
Exactly. A student at Florida International University said, "I like that it's a conversation, not just a long paragraph."
It makes sense. No one wants to feel like they're just being talked at.
Right. And they added, "I enjoy that we can respond, and it gives an intelligent response back. It encourages you. It asks questions. If you're stuck, it explains. It's like talking to a live tutor."
Wow, that's a pretty powerful testimonial. It sounds like it really boils down to that personalized touch. Students aren't just looking for the right answers. They want guidance, that support throughout the learning process.
Absolutely. And that's where those concerns about AI replacing teachers come in, right?
Right. Is this the beginning of the end for human educators? It's a valid question.
Definitely. And it's important to approach it with nuance. While some fear AI might replace teachers entirely, Pearson seems to be positioning it more as a tool to enhance, not replace, human educators.
Okay, so more like a co-pilot than a replacement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What if AI could take over some of the more tedious tasks, like grading multiple choice quizzes or providing those basic concept explanations?
That would free up educators to focus on higher level tasks like encouraging critical thinking, fostering creativity, you know, those things that AI, at least for now, can't quite replicate.
Right. It's about shifting from being a grader to being a guide.
A guide on the side, as they say. And think about the potential impact on teacher burnout. We've all heard those stories.
Absolutely. Pearson actually estimates that by 2026, generative AI could save educators in the U.S. almost 3 million hours a week.
3 million hours. That's mind-blowing. Imagine what educators could accomplish with all that extra time.
It's huge. And this shift toward AI-powered learning isn't just happening at Pearson. It's part of a much bigger trend we're seeing across industries.
It's true. AI is popping up everywhere from like self-driving cars to those eerily accurate movie recommendations we get. It feels like we're on the edge of this massive technological shift. Exciting, but also, you know, the little daunting. So, how does this revolution in education connect to the bigger picture? What does it mean for the future?
It all comes down to skills. The skills needed to thrive in the future job market are evolving so rapidly. There's this growing demand for what's being called new-collar jobs.
New collar jobs. That's a new one for me. What are we talking about here?
So these are roles that require this blend of technical skills and what we traditionally think of as soft skills, things like creativity, problem-solving, adaptability. You need those alongside, digital literacy, data analysis, all that good stuff.
So it's not just about like memorizing facts and figures anymore.
Nope. It's about developing this broader skill set that allows you to adapt and thrive in a constantly changing world.
And Pearson's recognizing this shift, right? They're not just sticking to the traditional K-12 and higher education markets.
You're exactly right. They're expanding into areas like early career development and even enterprise skilling. They're recognizing that learning doesn't stop when you graduate. Especially in a world where AI is automating tasks at this crazy pace, adaptability, continuous learning, those are key.
So it's not about fearing AI, it's about figuring out how to leverage it to our advantage, whether we're students trying to ace that next test or professionals navigating a career change.
Exactly. Working with AI, not against it. This isn't about replacing human potential, it's about amplifying it. And the exciting thing is, we're still in the very early stages of this AI revolution in education. Who knows what's next?
Right. It really makes you wonder. I mean, we've gone from chalkboards to smart boards to now having potential AI tutors in our pockets. What's next? Personalized learning playlists based on your brainwaves, holographic professors beaming into your living room.
Hey, you're not wrong to think big. The possibilities seem limitless.
It's pretty wild to think about.
It is. But even with all these advancements, it's crucial to remember that technology is ultimately a tool. It's up to us as learners and educators to harness its power effectively and ethically.
That's such a crucial point. It's not enough to just consume these new technologies. We need to actively shape how they're used to enhance, not hinder, human potential.
100%.
We need to ask ourselves, what kind of future do we want to create with these tools? What role do we want AI to play in shaping the future of learning?
Those are the conversations we should be having. This isn't just about Pearson or even just about education. This is a conversation that needs to happen on a societal level. We need to figure out.
It really is bigger than just one company or one product, isn't it? It's about how we navigate this new landscape as a society.
Exactly. And that means having those sometimes difficult conversations, weighing those potential benefits against, you know, the ethical considerations, and of course, making sure these advancements benefit everyone.
That's so important, that idea of equity and access. We can't let the digital divide get even wider. If anything, we should be leveraging these tools to create a more inclusive and equitable education system for all learners.
Absolutely. Imagine AI helping break down those barriers to education, making personalized learning accessible to students in underserved communities, those with learning differences, anyone who needs that extra support.
It's like we've always talked about personalized learning as this, like, futuristic concept, but with AI, it's becoming a reality right in front of us.
Right. And that's what makes this such an exciting time to be involved in the world of education and technology. We're on the cusp of a massive transformation here.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We talked about the specifics of what Pearson's doing with AI, but also, you know, zoomed out to those broader implications for the future of learning. But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to you, the listener.
Of course. After all, this technology impacts all of us.
It really does. So as you navigate your own learning journey, whether you're a student, an educator, or just a lifelong learner, don't be afraid to embrace these new tools, explore their potential, and most importantly, never stop asking questions.
Stay curious, stay engaged. Your future self will thank you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And who knows, maybe you'll be the one to pioneer that next big breakthrough in AI-powered learning. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep those minds hungry for knowledge.